Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Berta Cáceres denounces illegal detentions and violations against Copin demonstrators. The Civic Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, Copin, denounced that employees of DESA Company, in charge of the Aguas Arca hydroelectric project in San Francisco de Ojeda Municipality, Santa Barbara Department, and members of the National Party, harassed and illegally detained the participants of a peaceful march in defense of the Hualcarga River. The mobilization by the members of COPIN took place on February the 20th, and they were detained near San Francisco de Ojeda. These DESA employees are being supported by the military police, denounced COPIN's coordinator Berta Cáceres in an interview published by Radio 8 de Octubre of Costa Rica. In order to prevent their passing, they put vehicles in front of COPIN buses and threatened to harm the demonstrators, she added. The activists said that they were demonstrating as part of the struggle in defense of rivers, against privatization, in defense of territories and culture, and in defense of the dignity and sovereignty of this country that is being depleted by private companies, transnational corporations, and this dictatorial and tyrant government we have, led by Juan Orlando Hernández. On the same day, COPIN denounced on its website that the illegal detentions were supported on-site by the Honduran National Army, the National Police, private security guards, and hitmen. In addition, the network of organizations denounced DESA's engineer Sergio Rodríguez and the mayor of the San Francisco de Ojeda Municipal Corporation, Raúl Pineda, for threatening the physical integrity of the demonstrators participating in the action to reject the building of Aguas Arca. We demand respect to the right of mobilization and demonstration to defend the Lenca territory and life as a whole, highlighted COPIN on its website. They also appeal to the urgent solidarity of the people since demonstrators were being attacked at that precise moment. The Honduran network also warns that the national government continues to allow and is an accomplice of the human rights violations against the Lenca people of Rio Blanco and Norte de Intimbucá by supporting this second attempt to build Aguas Arca on the Hualcarca River, a natural, cultural, economic heritage and a habitat of the Lenca people. The council added that DESA's new move is based on the same illegal concession that has violated the right to consultation and prior free and informed consent by the Lenca people, as well as Convention 169 of the International Labour Organization, ILO, the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, and therefore it is illegitimate and illegal at its basis. We condemn those who support today this death project, who are violators of historical, collective, and individual rights of the Lenca people, said COPIN against several actors explicitly mentioned, the Dutch Development Fund, FMO, the Finnish Fund for Industrial Cooperation Limited, FinFund, from Finland, the Central American Bank for Economic Integration, companies Siemens and Voith Hydro from Germany, the United States government through its Agency for International Development, USAID, among others. Also, the Council stated that the Secretary of Environment and Natural Resources of the government is a lackey of companies like DESA and has refused to disclose information about more than 40 hydroelectric projects that affect and violate the rights of the Lenca people. Meanwhile, the Black Fraternal Organization of Honduras, OFRANE, denounced and condemned the repression and harassment against our indigenous Lenca brothers and sisters, members of COPIN in San Francisco de Ojeda community, who are defending the Hualcarca River against the attempts of DESA Company, which is supported by this dictatorial, corrupt, and repressive government. In a press release issued on February the 20th, OFRANE called the Honduran state, through its dependencies, prosecution offices, courts, and municipalities, to stop the repression and harassment against our Lenca brothers and sisters of COPIN. They also demanded respect and enforcement of the right to consultation and prior free and informed consent, as protected under Convention 169 of the ILO and the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People.